spouses. That can be men or women. What's the ratio that you have in the company?
Well, the ratio, right now we've got two military spouses who are male out of a total group of 30. And that tends to mimic the overall demographic trend, which is 96% female. And so what we've basically done in general is harness military spouses, shopping, and business, and it's proved to be a really powerful combination.
And you also just became part of the White House's National Military Spouse Employment Partnership. Exactly what does that entail?
So the Military Spouse Employment Partnership was designed to allay severe underemployment concerns that are affecting the military spouse population. A DOD commissioned study at the University of Maryland found a 42% overall wage gap between civilian wives and military spouses, despite military spouses having on average a higher level of educational attainment.
Huh.
So for us, it was a great way to plug into an underutilized segment of human capital in the community and provide some social value even as we sort of strive to meet our business goals.
Now, Aaron, you're the vice president of operations. Tell us what goes on there every day.
Well, basically, I've been brought on board by Blake to set up the D.C. market. My job has essentially been hiring the team of military spouses, training them up, and then basically overseeing daily operations here as we recently stood up on October 4th in D.C. as well as San Diego.
And what do they do?
Basically,
what goes on inside the office?
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have an office. We're basically out in the field a lot. We basically will go to local businesses and negotiate with them to source really great deals for the military community. The other aspect of the job is going out to local military community, spreading the word about what we do, telling them also about employment opportunities for spouses, and kind of our social mission to give back to the military.
What is the significance of making sure that the spouses are involved as opposed to just focusing on the veteran?
Sure. Well, I think if you think about how we wanted to serve the military when this all started, the core of what we did is form an exclusive trusted platform of military-only users on the site, and daily deals was the entry point for that. But the ultimate vision is much larger. We want to use our scale to sort of disrupt other verticals like veterans education, which is very underserved. You have a lot of predatory online institutions going after that group. But in the short term, women drive 62 and 67% of the growth on Living Social and Groupon's platforms, respectively. And because the military spouse community is 96% female, suffers from severe underemployment, you have this really neat fit of underutilized human capital and the customers who are the most passionate early adopters of the type of e-commerce where we started in the market.
Oh, okay.
Well, it sounds like you have an opportunity when going to these local companies to ask for the deals and the discounts to also say, hey, by the way, if you're looking for people, we have just the employees you might need.
That's exactly right. You know, with the announcement down in Hampton Roads, Coca-Cola just announced they were going to hire thousands of veterans and military spouses. You know, we really, by aggregating the community on one platform, can form a very powerful connection between the business community and the veteran and military spouse community. They're wonderfully hardworking people. The work ethic is very high, and sometimes they just need a bridge to help translate the skill gap to the civilian world.
We are talking with Blake Hall of Troop Swap and Aaron Tiffany, also of Troop Swap. Blake Hall, the CEO, Aaron Tiffany, the Vice President of Operations. And as Vice President of Operations, I got to ask, are you responsible for finding partnerships with DOD and making sure that partnership is a healthy one and robust and has some traction behind it?
Well, yes. I mean, I think it's something that all the leaders in the organization are interested in pursuing. I know Blake and our COO, Matt Thompson, who's out in San Diego, they've all been involved in making really great relationships with people at DOD, not only in, you know, for military spouse employment, but also kind of pursuing these other areas like veterans education, as Blake mentioned.
Of course, the military has a pretty extensive retail system of its own. The PX system is probably as big as Sears if you added it all up. Mm-hmm. Is that involved in redeeming some of the deals and coupons you're able to offer?
You know, we'd love to get involved with the NEX and AFEs, with the BX and the PX, and we've actively been working with those connections. I think they exist in a little bit of a different space, and while we're still pursuing a partnership with them, where maybe we might be in the lobby or foyer areas of those different stores, that's sort of a medium-term goal. Right now, we're just focused on being an advertising platform up in the web and being the best that we can be, and we'll let sort of the traction prove itself. 23,000 users since our May 23rd launch. So I would hope that that's only a matter of time before that relationship comes to fruition.
A great segue for my next question, which is about your history and how much response you've seen so far. I mean, how long have you been doing this? How long has this initiative had some wheels behind it?
Sure. The concept came up during the second year of business school all the way back in the fall of 2009. Matthew Thompson, my co-founder, and I were both at Harvard Business School, turned down McKinsey and Goldman Sachs because we felt we had an opportunity to make a difference for our community. We were lucky to get funding from David Tisch, who's the managing director of Techstars New York. The Tisch family owns...
That Tisch family.
The New York Giants, yep, so very well known. That's a story in and of itself. Had a great coffee at Starbucks and led to seed funding. But we launched the actual platform that's up there right now on May 23rd in Hampton Roads, Virginia. Signed up 17,000 users by the end of September, which is a phenomenal growth rate for a startup. And that prompted us to open up the San Diego and Washington, D.C. markets to provide employment to more spouses. And we're proud to say we saved over $260,000 worth of military money just over the last 4 or 5 months of operations.
Now, is the site available to, obviously, current military? What about recent vets, people that have mustered out or now in the VA system, them also?
Yes, that's right. We accept veterans, service members, military spouses, and their immediate families. And our mission really is to reward a life of service. So if you've worn the uniform, you're eligible for membership on TroopSwap.